From beach towels to tea towels, and from mugs to water bottles, the TNT Shop has it all. Browse our shop now at tntradio.live. You're listening to The Reckoning with Timothy Shea on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Charlene Bollinger, along with her husband Ty, is a founder of Truth About Cancer, and they produce documentary films that have been viewed by tens of millions globally. And they've written a new book entitled The Truth About Cancer, which hit number 2 on the New York Times bestseller the first week it was released back in 2016, and it has stayed in the top 10 list for 12 weeks. They host an annual Health Freedom Conference, which helps educate people on advanced treatments for cancer and other diseases, as well as overall health. I'm happy to welcome to The Reckoning, Charlene Bollinger.
Hello, and thank you for having me on The Reckoning.
Charlene, I wanted to have you on, even though the book came out in 2016, because we're seeing reports, and they're not just anecdotal reports. We're starting to see peer-reviewed studies showing a marked uptick in cancers shortly after receiving the gene jab. The last 3 years, there have been an uptick not only in the number of incidences of various cancers, but also reports that they are far more invasive, far more aggressive, and far more lethal. I myself have a friend whose 26-year-old daughter had to lose an ovary because they went in, they found a tumor, and it had wrapped, it had tentacles, the doctor said. It looked like an octopus. He'd never seen a tumor like this before. And the tentacles had wrapped completely around the ovary and the fallopian tube, and they had to take it all out. Luckily, the other side was unaffected, so she can still have children. But 26 years old, having an incredibly one in a kind for this doctor, never seen before, form of ovarian cancer. And that's just one anecdotal report. We're starting to see these reports come in by the thousands. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Tim, we're seeing some seriously aggressive turbo cancers that we've never honestly seen before. I mean, we've been researching this stuff for decades. We've connected to the world's best doctors. We've gone through, besides the book that you mentioned, we make films. In fact, tomorrow we go live on our very best, most comprehensive cancer docuseries to date. We've interviewed the best doctors in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico. We finally went to Europe because the doctor heroes there asked us to come. They wanted people to know that they had answers to cancer. So we went there. And after we went to Europe, Spain and Germany and Riga, Latvia, amazing stuff going on there. Then we went to Asia. I sent my son with my husband and our camera crew to 7 countries, and we did Eastern medicine, 7 countries in 7 days. But tomorrow we're releasing Quest for the Cure's final chapter. So it's very comprehensive, and it's needed now more than ever. We lost 7 family members to conventional cancer treatments starting in 1996. So we've been doing this for that long. When we lost Ty's mother, my mother-in-law, in 2004, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, it snowed in Dallas, Texas. That's where we were living. We knew that we had to get the solutions out into the world because people were dying for censorship, propaganda. And that's kind of what you're talking about. That's what we're fighting. We had Propaganda Exposed as our last film. It was amazing. And, you know, send me your address. I want to send you these things because I know you'll love it. But tomorrow, episode 1, we go live at 9 Eastern time in the evening, and it aired around the world. So anybody can watch it. We air it 24 hours before we replace it with the next episode, 9 in total. But yes, to answer your question simply, we are seeing the most aggressive, fast-growing cancers we've ever seen. And you just mentioned someone in their 20s. This is very unusual. But it's happening in younger and younger people. And it's bizarre. Like you said, the doctor said they've never seen an octopus type tumor. It is attacking the reproductive organs. It's attacking the brain and the heart. And it's just awful what we're seeing. They should have pulled the shot a long time ago. Everything that we were saying, we're a member of the Disinformation Dozen with Bobby Kennedy and others. Everything we've been saying.
I was going to get to that in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been lying about us, and they deplatformed us so that they could shut us up and people couldn't find our content. And as a result, a lot of people died because they didn't have access to our content. And now the CDC and all the rest of the alphabet agencies are saying exactly what we were saying, including the executives at Pfizer. And we see their papers. We know that we were right all along.
Well, I was going to comment on you being part of the Disinformation Dozen and give you kudos for that. I discovered this week that, or last week actually, that Facebook doesn't give you a 30-second 30-day ban. I had 31 30-day bans every election cycle since 2016. So in 2018, 2020, 2022, I was in the gulag on election day and had been for several weeks beforehand. In fact, in 2020, they gave me back-to-backs within 5 minutes of each other for tweets that I had posts that I had posted years earlier. And then they finally nuked my account last week because I had the temerity to point out that the people that we're supporting in Ukraine are actual Nazis and marching with Nazi flags, Ukraine flags in Ukraine. But you can't point out the fact that we're supporting actual honest to goodness Nazis. Yeah. So, and I've lost three Twitter accounts. I've been appealing to Elon at TimboTim62 and at MAGA_Institute. Elon, please reinstate. I'll happily pay $11 a month. And it's insane, Charlene, because every single time I was quote unquote penalized, it was for telling the truth. We even, you know, and I don't know how old you are. I'm old. I'm going to be 61 tomorrow. And I'm old enough to remember when it was the left that were concerned about the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. It was the left that was concerned about freedom of speech. It was the left that were the radicals that were pushing against the establishment. And now, and I've been saying this for a long time, and I even have validation because Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols himself has said, I never thought I'd live to see the day when the right wing would become the cool ones giving the middle finger to the establishment, both hands, by the way, and the left wing becomes the sniveling, self-righteous, twatty ones going around shaming everyone. And it's really kind of a badge of honor, isn't it?
100%. I couldn't agree with you more. We lost five Twitter accounts. We're with you 100% on the, let's see, we had a congressman talk to Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and the Google guy saying that we were dangerous. They needed to deplatform us. They kept saying Disinformation Dozen. These accounts are covering 65% or 73% of the vaccine misinformation online. They're killers. And 5 days later, we lost all five of our Twitter accounts. Biden at the same time comes out and calls us killers. And that day they take our cancer YouTube, which we have many, many, many millions of views from people all over the world and hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And they took that away from our cancer patients or cancer followers and fighters. And we didn't even talk about COVID there. We didn't talk about vaccines and we didn't talk about politics. We did that on our vaccine channel, which they knew quick. But, you know, it's all collusion. They're colluding with it. And this happened in March 2021. And April 1st was when Hologram Biden said that about us and they took us down the day. And I knew it was government collusion. And now we have the screenshots. I'll have to send you some screenshots of Facebook talking to HHS about the Disinformation Dozen and that they had taken at least one of everybody's accounts down and they were shadow banning the rest until we could break their community standards and take us all the way down. So I can't really post much on the channels we have left. It's a joke. You're right. We are the new rebels. You know, and they're painting us as if we're dangerous killers. I beg to differ. My content that I put out into the world, and I think yours as well, has contributed to saving many lives. We get the testimonies all the time from people.
Absolutely. And between this show and our MAGA Institute podcast, and folks, you can find that on podcast platforms or just at MAGAinstitute.com. We've interviewed several doctors. Dr. Richard Bartlett in Texas is the one.
He's a good friend of mine. Love him.
Yeah. He discovered that inhaled budesonide prevents you from even having to go into hospital, into the emergency room. He, over 10,000 patients treated, not one single patient had to be admitted to hospital. Dr. Peter McCullough, we all know his story. And yet, what do they do?
He's a good friend of ours. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course he is. Why do you think we had you on the show? You're in the Cool Kids
Club.
Oh, my
goodness.
Charlie.
You're awesome. I want to meet you in person.
Oh, absolutely. No question. And what does it say? The truth needs no protection. The truth needs no defenders. But it's when
people let it loose, it'll defend itself.
With the truth, it'll defend itself. Exactly. And if you're censoring people because they're dangerous, what is language? Language is just a representation of ideas. And it's the ideas that they find dangerous, because our ideas are not to comply. Our ideas are non-compliant. Our ideas are letting out the truth. We absolutely were saving lives. One of my favorite accomplishments in, you can't even call them follies. You know, it's disrespectful of all the people that were murdered by remdesivir and ventilators and the gene jab to call them the COVID follies, because there's been nothing funny about any of this. The COVID reign of error. Let's call it that.
It could be COVID reign of terror.
Well, yeah, but I've always got to try to make a little bit of a pun there, Charlene.
Okay, got it.
It's kind of what I do. You know, snark is the native tongue here.
I'm with you.
No, I and a good friend of mine and I started Cult 45 LLC a few years ago to sell the deplorable and deplorable dude fragrances that we developed.
And nice.
She is a nurse practitioner. Yeah, you know, they want to call us a cult. We embraced it. So we called the company Cult LLC, or Cult 45, rather. And and we had crossed Cult 45's is the company logo, and it was great. She's a nurse practitioner. Her niece is one of the most brilliant physicians in the country. And I'm not saying that without backup. She scored higher on her boards in her residency than anyone in her program's history. She scored higher on her boards than all of her professors. And they were going to kick her out of the program because she refused to get the gene jab. She wants to have children. She knew. I was on right after Bobby Kennedy on Mike Moore's True Pundit podcast, April 15th. I was on, and I was on again in May or June. And in the May or June episode, I was warning about these injections. My background is in biology, and I understand mRNA and how it works and what the potential pitfalls are. And every single thing that has happened is what I had warned could happen in May or June of 2020, months before these things were even out. Well, she, being a brilliant physician, understands the science too, and she didn't want to take the gene jab. She was willing, and I say this to all the people, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, but I tell all the people that say, I didn't want to get it, but I had to for my job. It's like, no, you didn't have to.
That's right.
There are plenty of jobs out there. She was willing to take a $15 an hour job bagging groceries, and she literally meant this. She was going to move home and go down to the supermarket and just get a job if they forced her to do it. Mm-hmm. And my friend and I, working with Senator Doug Mastriano's office in Pennsylvania, because the program was in Pennsylvania, we worked the system, and using an EEOC complaint, using language from the EEOC statute, were able to keep her job and her biological integrity. And that is our number one achievement during COVID. Of all the things we've done, that's the thing I'm proudest of.
Well, that is something to be proud. And, you know, we've tried to empower people in the same way, to let them know you have to feed tyranny for tyranny to thrive and take over. You have to give your power over to the tyrant. You have to acquiesce. You have to say yes to their mandates and do what they tell you to do. You know, us rebels, we just say no. you know? And well, and I did.
That's the most powerful word in the English language. That's one of my mantras here on the show is the most powerful word in the English language is no. And in French, it's non. And in Russian, it's niet. In whatever language you speak, the negative is the most positive word possible. Looking forward to continuing in this after the news. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
I got news. I got news for you.
News.
I got news. I got news.
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced the suspension of the controversial judicial overhaul after months of massive nationwide demonstrations. The authorities in Nashville, Tennessee have identified the person who killed three students and three teachers at the Covenant School on Monday morning as Audrey Hale. The 28-year-old was said to have been a former student at the Christian Elementary School and identified as a transgender man.
We wear the PPE and wade through the muck so you don't have to. Never miss our thought-provoking take on the latest news and current affairs. Take TNT Radio wherever you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Charlene Bollinger, it's sad that we have to be proud about being banned, having our speech banned, you know, but it really, it's a legacy we're leaving for the next generation. Ronald Reagan said, liberty is not passed in the bloodstream. It is a torch that needs to be passed from generation to generation. In the left, while we've been keeping our heads down and doing our jobs and paying our taxes and cutting our lawns and going to our children's soccer games, the left has been playing the long game for over 100 years, and they've been working assiduously to destroy every institution in America. They started with the Catholic Church, then they moved to the Protestant churches. They started, and then they moved into everything, the arts, professional sports. You know, you can't watch an F1 race without seeing a rainbow. You can't watch any professional sport in the United States without getting BLM shoved down your mouth, shoved down your throat still. It's literally the definition of fascism. It's government control of private industry, even though in this it's kind of reverse fascism because it's corporate control of government, isn't it? And the thing that upsets me the most are the surveys that show that recent survey came out that patriotism is down. The desire to have children is down to 30%. Only 30% of adults now want to have children. Patriotism is down. Religion is down. The only thing that went up, Charlene, is making money. This has really become a godless society. It's not the America I grew up in or you grew up in, and it's not one I even recognize.
Yeah, for the most part, a large portion of our population has gone the wrong way. They've gone south severely. You know, what happened just yesterday in Nashville with the transgender shooter of little children. And I've seen a lot of people are bringing out of the archives these transgender people talking about how they're just going to kill people, you know. And we already know it's a mental issue when a man says that he's a woman and forces us to accept that. Now, it's not my business how someone lives their personal life, but when you push it onto our children and infuse it into the education system, that's a problem. And that's how they're getting the entire country into their dark agenda. We know that the Communist Manifesto and their goals on the congressional records back in the 60s, a large portion of those, I think there's 20, I don't remember how many different goals that they had that are on the congressional record, they have to do with children, with the education. They're taking away beauty and replacing it with things that are ugly. And they're indoctrinating children. They're putting before them at the earliest age possible sexual perversion and deviance so that then they take away any moral core and also unplug them from the family unit and plug them into the state so that when the state tells them to do something, they do it. And if they have no moral fiber and no, as you say, Christianity, the Bible, those anchors, then they'll end up hating people that do. And it's a war between good and evil. And this war has been waged from the Garden of Eden to today, you know, and when the Tower of Babel got busted up by God, the devil has been really working for 4,000 plus years to rebuild it. And that's what the New World Order is, really. He wants to be worshipped. That's why he fell out of heaven. And they're going to rebuild the temple, and he's going to sit on the ark, on the mercy seat, and he's going to demand to be worshipped halfway through the tribulation. I mean, I've read the Bible. I know what it says. Now I'm like, wow, I used to wonder what that was talking about. I get it now. Okay. It makes perfect sense. I know what God was saying there. I mean, we're watching Revelation unfold right now before our eyes.
Yeah. And people ask me, are things going to get any better? And I say, well, I read ahead. And things are going to get a whole lot worse before they get better for good. So, you know, we've got that going for us. Benny Johnson had a great tweet today. He pointed out that the Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary, the Denver shooter identified as trans, the Aberdeen shooter identified as trans, the Nashville shooter identified as trans. One thing is very clear, Benny writes, the modern trans movement is radicalizing into terrorists, radicalizing, what is that? I'm sorry.
I saw the tweet. I know what you're talking about.
Radicalizing activists into terrorists.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, he's right. And you know, we were forced, at least not us, but the population as a whole, they were trying to force everyone to accept the transgender agenda, the drag queen shows for little kindergartners. And we've all seen the pictures. And then we've got the transgender swimmers. The women are traumatized because in the dressing room, they're forced to look at a naked man. Some of these women have never seen anything like it, and they're being forced into this. And it's just, it's like you said, a godless society. But thank God we still have a lot of Christians. Remember when Elijah thought that he was the only believer on earth in his day, and God said, chill out, man, because I've got a lot more. You don't see them, but I've got a lot more. And so we do have other people standing with us, fighting the good fight.
Well, we absolutely do. In fact, that's my tagline for the show is God bless you. God bless America. Keep fighting the good fight from 1 Timothy. Because, of course, my name is Timothy. My father, after my first show in December of 2014 on another platform, I asked him what he thought. And he said, well, everything you said was good, but your tone, it was pretty aggressive. Do you think you're going to change many minds adopting that tone? And I laughed. I said, Dad, I'm not doing this to change any minds. I'm doing this to let people that are being told that they're crazy for thinking these things that are true. I'm doing this to tell them they're not crazy. They're not alone. And also to give them some more arrows for their quiver so that when they get into discussions in their own spheres of influence, because I only know so many people and only so many people listen to the show. But if everybody that listens to the show takes what they learn here and goes out into their own communities and their own spheres of influence and propagates it, and then those people go out and that's how we spread the information. I said, when you've got all of the major media in the tank, you know, we've seen massive consolidation in every single industry, but media, most of all, only six companies now control literally all the media we see, the movies, the television, the news, the online services, everything are all owned by six corporations. And I said, when you're fighting against that, how do you get the truth out? When they're censoring people, when they're calling you the disinformation dozen because you're posting scientific fact and trying to save lives, how do you break through? This is how you do it.
100%. I mean, you just got to keep like what you're doing. You know, people listening, you just need to tell the truth everywhere you go and everything that you do. It's going to be a grassroots effort because we know that the government has been weaponized. They're all bought and paid for. The celebrities, and what is that anyways? I mean, Lady Gaga sitting on hologram Biden's lap. You know, I don't know. I saw a tweet the other day. Someone said, well, they have Scott Baio, they were naming some conservatives in Hollywood that, of course, they cancel. But we have Lady Gaga. Yeah, we know what Lady Gaga is too. You know what I'm saying? But they use the celebrities. You know that Disney and the pedophiles. It's just like it's the world upside down. Everything has been weaponized against humanity. And if you are serving the devil and you love evil and you love depravity, you're going to be in their club. I don't want to be in their club. You know, I'm living for the Lord. You know, for eternity. I'm not living for this moment in time. And even if I did, I wouldn't be happy living like that.
Look, I like nice things. Okay, who doesn't? I love my three main vices are nice clothes, great food and drink, and traveling. And it doesn't matter. Jay-Z said, you cannot be a success in this world without serving our Lord and Master, Satan. in my response is, what profiteth a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul? I'm more concerned about how I'm going to spend eternity, not how I'm going to spend the next however many years I have on this planet.
No kidding. I never heard that quote. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's frightening.
I mean, it's paraphrased. He might not have called him Lord and Master, but he definitely said, you cannot be a success unless you worship Satan.
Well, I mean, you know, Katy Perry sold her soul to the devil. Beyonce has Sasha Fierce that comes out. And I mean, they've all told us. Bob Dylan, too. I mean, I love classic rock. And please forgive the landscaper in the background if you can hear that. But I love classic rock. And you know, but they're all in on it, man. They've all slipped out there. I think they are supposed to, when they're in part of that club, tell you at some point that they serve the devil and the devil is God, Lucifer, or the whatever, you know, he's the angel of light, whatever they
I have
one of them.
Yeah, I through Facebook I met a woman I became very good friends with, helped her in her political campaign up in North Dakota, and she was married to a rock drummer from a fairly well-known band, and they got their big record gig. This kid comes into the, you know, young 20s, comes into the record company offices wearing a backpack. And he puts the backpack on the table and unzips a whole bunch of zippers and basically laid out a pharmacy. What do you want, man? Let's celebrate. What do you want? Says the record exec. And had everything in there. Weed, hash, heroin, meth, coke, anything you'd want. And he said, you know, you want to get some girls or you want to get some boys or let's party up. And the breaking point was when he was asked to sign his name on the contract in his own blood. And he's like, ah, yeah, no, that's too freaky. And he ended up bailing on that band. And it's evil. Listen to the old interviews with Mel Gibson when he's talking about what Hollywood does and how when he was a young man.
I'm friends with Mel Gibson. I text Mel Gibson. Yeah. He's my friend.
He's been a hero of mine for a long time.
Mine too. I told him that. And, well, at least I just, the movies.
Well, yes. Well, through all, even personally, because through all of his tribulations, we all have our demons, we all have our own cross to bear. And I've just always felt a real empathy for Mel. I saw an interview years ago when he spoke about how it was when he was just, it was around the release of his movie about Jesus. And I get choked up even talking about it. That movie,
The Passion of the Christ?
That movie is the only movie that made me weep. I'm not embarrassed to say I was in the theater and I was sobbing like a baby at the depiction. And it was, and the thing is, as a biologist, I knew he was pulling his punches. It's way worse than what that movie shows. And they were criticizing it for glorifying violence and, you know, gratuitous violence and everything else. It's like, no, man, he pulled his punches. He showed only as much as he thought we could bear. And I got tears running down my cheeks right now. I just thinking about what Jesus went through for us, for all of us, for everyone who's ever lived.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And everyone who's ever going to live. Yes. I told Mel I could not watch that movie. He said that I need to.
I intentionally watch it because I need to be confronted with that. And he gave an interview surrounding the release of that. And he spoke about having a hole in your soul. And he goes, and no matter how much you try to fill it with all the things of this earth, whether it's booze or drugs or sex or whatever it is, new cars, or new houses or whatever, because you can never fill that hole. There's only one thing that can fill that hole. And I thought, man, here's a real hero. And he's going to be ostracized in Hollywood for this. And sure enough, he was. And, you know, has he made mistakes in some of the things he says? Sure, but so have we all. Anybody that's had a public platform regrets one or two of the things they might have said along the way. But he keeps plugging. And I saw another video of an interview recently, and he was talking about when he first moved to Hollywood around the Mad Max era. And he said that that can't be why this guy is acting this way. Can it be? No, I must be crazy. He goes, and you start to think you're paranoid. And no, it can't be that. And he's not speaking with specificity, because I think by this time he'd learned his lesson about speaking with specificity. But he's basically saying, yeah, these people are all Satan worshiping pedophiles, and that town will destroy you. And that's why almost any actor or actress whom I respect is decamped Hollywood. They still make movies. They might still be like Nick Searcy. And he's still making great movies, but he's not part of that Hollywood clique.
Yeah, they canceled Mel Gibson because of who he is. He's not one of them. And so, you know, we all have things that we regret. They just magnify those things on the people that they want to cancel to get the culture against them. But, you know, Mel Gibson is loved by many. My favorite Mel Gibson movie is Braveheart. I like The Patriot, too. Oh,
yeah, both great.
Braveheart, I saw that back in 95, at least five times in the theater. I went to see it with an ex-boyfriend who was such a loser. And when I saw that movie, and I got to tell Mel Gibson this on an airplane, it was really great. And he loved the story too. But I said, I've got a brave heart in this world and you're not it. This is in 95. And he got so mad. But 2 weeks later, literally, was when I met Ty, my true life brave heart. And I knew that, you know, God had put that in my heart and then brought Ty and I together. And he told me on our first date, I don't mean to scare you, but I think I'm falling in love with you. And 9 days later, I had the ring on my finger. And 6 months to the date, we were married. And it was just a dream, you know, and he's such a man of integrity and honor. And after being married to him for 27 years, I can tell you that there's just not a better man in the world. But, you know, that movie Braveheart really resonated with me. And to be able to talk to Mel Gibson about it. And, you know, he was encouraged by that because, of course, he does the same stuff we do. He's trying to make a better place for his children, too. And you know, at the end of Braveheart, like you said, with the Passion of the Christ, I literally, every time I would leave the movie theater, or even today when I watch it, you know, if I watch it on a DVD or whatever with the kids, I cannot talk for 15 minutes because if I do, I will cry and never stop. Because when the end of that movie, he's coming in with his arms tied up to the sides, you know, and the people are throwing things at him and mocking him. But by the end, he's really giving his life for this cause of freedom. And he screams freedom as they're disemboweling him. And everybody's now at this point, you know, mercy, mercy, please give him mercy. And the princess in the castle, and she's crying. And you just really, he's so good at tugging at your heart through these movies. But that's really a depiction of Christ. So I'm with you in that. I couldn't watch The Passion of the Christ because of, you know, I know through the Bible what he did. I know in my heart what he did for us. I'm so grateful that he's granted me repentance, and it cost everything he had to the very last drop of his blood to secure our place in heaven. So grateful for that. It's so hard to think about what he did. And so we're kindred spirits 100%.
And I saw Braveheart with a descendant of William Wallace. And yeah, my friend Charlie's an interesting guy. He's descended from both William Wallace and Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Wow.
And then we went to see Rob Roy, because Rob Roy came out right around that same time. And I remember walking out, and I'm Catholic and Charlie's Presbyterian. And I said, it's really a testament to how religion has been used as a political weapon, isn't it? And he said, what? I said, well, think about it. We saw Braveheart, now Rob Roy. I said, the whole battle boils down to Catholics versus the Protestants, really, and the politicization of religion and how that is used as a weapon. And he goes, I said, because by rights, the Irish and the Scots, who, by the way, are Irish, because all the people in Scotland, they emigrated to Scotland, were from Ireland after the Picts were defeated. I said, by rights, we should be blood brothers. All the Celts should be blood brothers against the English. They've all raped, tortured, and killed us. So the fact that the Protestants and the Irish are fighting, or the Protestants and Catholics are fighting in Northern Ireland, and the Scots hate the Irish. And I said, really, it's a testament to how religion has been politicized and used as a weapon to keep people divided that would otherwise be united. And this was back when, in the mid-90s, Braveheart came out in 95, 96.
Yeah, 95. And, it was a movie of the year, yeah. 95, yep.
Yeah, and this is what they're, this is their strategy, and that's what they're doing now. And the reason they need to shut us up is because, you know who my big heroes are in all of this? Bill Maher, Dr. Naomi Wolf, Russell Brand, all these people on the left, none of them are Trumplicans, and yet they're boldly speaking out for free speech, for civil liberties, for the truth about this disease, where it came from, and the aftermath, the treatment and everything. We got to join together.
We
might
do.
Not agree on everything, but it's no longer left versus right, Charlene. It's up versus down. It's them versus us.
100%, but right versus wrong. I mean, that we used to be able to talk. I mean, I remember growing up in the 70s, 80s, and, you know, that people didn't look at you according to the color of your skin or your political affiliation or your sex. It was just people. We were humans. And that's how the only way that we could be conquered is by getting divided through groups, putting us into groups, and then getting us to hate each other. And that's what
all these
the enemy
identities
does.
Are about. Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, I played basketball, ran track with black guys and Hispanic guys, share each other's towels. I forgot my towel here, borrow mine, you know, it's a little wet, but you could still dry off type thing. And we'd go over to each other's houses, and it's funny how that has been by intention removed from the equation.
Yeah, you know, humans, I never really think about skin color until somebody mentions skin color. It's we don't normally do that. Like, you look at children and children don't think that way. You're taught to think that way. They're dividing us on purpose. And it's really sad. Recently, I've seen videos of very young children, little black girls that are maybe five, six. And there was this one particular one. There was a little three-year-old blonde hair, blue-eyed white child. And these black children are attacking and hitting this white little girl, and she's crying, and she just clearly wanted to be friends with them. And the real problem is there was an adult filming them instead of teaching them, no, that's not the way we behave. This is what we do, whatever. But those children, that's not natural, you know, child that of one skin color to attack another based on their skin color. You learn that stuff. I remember in elementary school, for whatever reason, I'm a white woman, but I was a white child, and my best friends were black kids, and I didn't think anything of their skin color, you know? But it's just a different world today.
It really is. We definitely have to meet in person. I want to have you back on the show. I do want to get back to the medicine for just a little bit and leave people, you know, I always say I'll take people down dark and twisty places, but I always want to leave them with some hope. Did you see the study that came out? It was a pathologist study of 538, I believe the number was, hearts, a pathologist's autopsy examination of 538 or a number close to that, of the hearts of people who died either with or from COVID-19. The virus was present in the tissue, and yet none of them, not a single one, Charlene, had myocarditis. This is the nail in the coffin of this vaccine. It's not the virus. They're trying to say the virus. It's the natural spike, the spike protein itself, that it does it whether you have COVID-19 or it's from the jab, and it's not. People that have the viral entity within their heart muscle are not dying of myocarditis. The myocarditis is coming solely from the jab.
Right. And Pfizer knew this before they rolled it out. They knew that the shot would cause myocarditis in children. We have Latipo. He's a friend of ours too. And his wife, Brianna.
Oh, he was on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing. Well, he's down there saying, first he said kids shouldn't get the shot. Then he comes out and says men from the age of 18 to 48 should not get the shot. Now he's down there saying nobody should get the shot. let's get rid of the shot. And I appreciate that there's a doctor out there in America like that in a government position telling the truth. And he's a man of integrity and honor. And we know that they knew young children would get myocarditis. They knew this. We see little babies in utero, the mother, the pregnant mother getting the shot and the baby having a heart attack. This is so abnormal. This has never happened.
Oh, and babies dying shortly after vaccines. We've got to go, but quickly tell people how they can watch the new miniseries.
Okay, we didn't get into the cancer aspect. For those out there that are dealing with cancer, even if you're not, you need to watch it before you have a diagnosis, because if you go to your conventional doctor, they'll funnel you through their machine. So go to ttactv.com, watch the trailer, and sign up to watch free. It starts tomorrow night. TTACTV.com.
Give that website again, please.
It's the website is ttactv.com.
TATC.com. TV.
It's the truth about cancer. The truth about cancer.com. So it's TTAC.
Perfect.
TV.com.
Excellent. Charlene Bollinger, thanks so much. Can't wait to talk to you again. Hopefully, we get to meet in person with Ty. Until next time, God bless you. God bless these United States. Keep fighting the good fight. Stay tuned for the Horvore Morit Show.